Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday evenings on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats with head coaches Keith Christine and Lance Bergman. The St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Browns Electronics in Beloit, Nextech, and by Willow Spring Services in Beloit.
And welcome to our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, joined by Keith Christine, head coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jays. Coach, you start the season 2-0, a nice win over Natoma to open out the season, get your feet wet a little bit there with a 43-16 win on Friday night at Tipton against Natoma, and then you open out the preseason tournament on Tuesday night with a 40-25 win over Lakeside. Brenna Eilert herself had 25 for your team. Just overall, what are your thoughts on these first two games for your team as you start 2-0?
Well, you know, the first game out of the gates, I thought for, you know, the first game having some girls on the floor that, you know, not in the starting role, I thought we played relatively well to start with over at Tipton against Natoma. We got off to a great start in the first quarter, went up 18-2, and then just kind of cruised from there and got all the girls involved in the game. You know, I wasn't concerned with the girls that have been playing varsity the last 2 or 3 years. They showed up, took care of business, but I was real excited in the first game with some young girls, the way that they stepped up and played. And Dusty, as you've seen, we need to develop some depth, and I think some of it, especially at the guard position, will come from the younger girls. But, you know, it wasn't real sloppy. Natoma had two good players, and we held them pretty much in check. And, you know, it was just a nice win for the first game off the bat.
Lakeside there on Tuesday, what stood out in that one?
Well, you know, Lakeside, I'll tell you, I think they got some really good girls. But I thought we came out and played again well to start the game. We ran our offense pretty fluent. And that's something that we struggled with last year, is to be fluent running our offense. And we got out and had a nice first quarter, played tremendous defense, I thought, against a potentially dangerous offensive team in Lakeside, I think. So defensively, we played well. We rebounded the ball well. And, you know, we played six girls throughout the night. Second half was a little bit uglier. Lakeside tried to make a few runs at us. Our inexperience handling that there kind of showed up, and we kind of got rattled a little bit. But again, you know, we held off, and then we even ran our delay set at the end of the game, and I thought we really executed that well. But again, we played well for the second game out. And, you know, it was a nice win for us over at Osborne.
You're going to finish out the preseason tournament. Friday you have Thunder Ridge, and then Saturday you have Osborne. Overall, what do you expect to see from these two teams? They're both at the other end of the spectrum. Osborne's 0-2, Thunder Ridge 2-0.
Well, you know, Thunder Ridge, we've battled with them the last few years. You know, we're going to have our work cut out for us. We're excited about the challenge. If we show up and play defense the way we're able to, and rebound the ball well, that's what's going to keep us in the game, especially if we struggle scoring the ball. But there's no doubt if we execute offense, we'll be able. It'll be a good game against Thunder Ridge. Osborne, again, I thought that last year that they got better. Watching them play last night, I thought that, you know, they play extremely hard. They got a couple pretty good ball players that can put the ball in the hole. But again, you know, we got to try to take care of business Friday, and then show up Saturday night against Osborne on their home floor and take care of business there and try to get two wins this end of the week here.
Keith Christine, head coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jays. Coach, well, thank you for the time, and best of luck as you finish out the preseason tournament.
Thanks a lot.
Stop in Browns Electronics at 705 North Mill in Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all their new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the Hopper 3, a whole-home DVR system that allows you to record up to 16 shows at once on a 2-terabyte hard drive, and also gives you the option to watch TV on any device anywhere, plus many more great features. Learn more at Browns Electronics, 705 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
No water in that kitchen sink? Think Willow Springs Services. Stool won't flush? Think Willow Springs Services. Flip the switch and no light? Think Willow Springs Services. No power in that outlet? Think Willow Springs Services. AC won't cool? Think Willow Springs Services. Heater won't come on? Think Willow Springs Services. Hey, I see a pattern here. If it doesn't work, call Willow Springs Services and they can change all that for you. Give us a call. Willow Springs Services, 785-738-2474. Your local Bryant dealer, Bryant. Whatever it takes.
2016 is predicted to be a record-breaking holiday shopping year. Is your business ready? You may not be as ready as you think. 2016 has also been a year filled with business cyber attacks, and they won't stop with the holidays. Nextech Cloud Solutions makes sure your business is always protected and you don't have to do a thing. Our experts run everything for you and let you use your expertise for what you do best, running your business. Protect your business now and receive a free Lenovo tablet. Call Nextech today.
Welcome back on our Locker Room Chats on Katie Country 94. We're now with Lance Bergman, head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jay boys basketball team. A 2-0 start for the squad, coach. You win on Friday night over Natoma, as we talked a little bit about that in the postgame, 58-18, and then a 50-29 win over Lakeside, the first game of the preseason tournament. Game probably ended up a little bit closer than what it was going into the fourth quarter. But just overall, what were your thoughts on these first two wins of the season for the team and starting 2-0?
You know, I thought we did a better job of starting out the game against Lakeside than we did Natoma, and I think that was a little bit, just learning from the first game and, you know, getting the first game out of the way and realizing you need to be focused and come out and be ready to play. I thought our defenses, you know, kind of started out pretty well. I felt like we played really good defense again against Lakeside. We tried a few different things to just see how we liked it, and a little bit of pressure to try to get them to take some shots early, and then just make sure to rebound and try to get the ball going to the other end. I was definitely impressed with just the way we got through picks and the way we talked on defense against Lakeside. I thought, Davis did a real nice job on the older Johnson boy, and then Aaron did a great job on the younger one at the point, and then everybody else just did a pretty good job being in help side all night long, which is something we talk about a lot. Lakeside's definitely going to be a team that gets better as the year goes. I was actually pretty impressed with, you know, what they look like and what they're going to be in a couple weeks and after Christmas break. I think that's going to be a team that's going to start playing really well together. I think Coach Dusky's, he's got some stuff to work with, and they'll be a good team. We offensively, we did a few things better. I thought our third quarter coming out of halftime, we executed really well offensively and defensively and had a great third quarter. I was very, very pleased with the way we played in the third quarter, probably the best quarter we've had all together this season, and it's only a short season, I know, but I was definitely happy with the way it was. We talked about a few things. We really got after Mason Eilert and Eddie Kenningsman in the first half, called a timeout. Just to let them know, I'm telling the guys to get it inside, and they weren't facing up to look at the basket. And that one kind of got after him, and then right out of the timeout, Mason hits a little running jump hook type shot. And then the second half, and especially, in the third quarter, we really concentrated on Mason being a little bit more aggressive. So I was happy to see some of that, come out of the game. We got a few guys that are frustrated right now just because they're not knocking down shots, which early in the season is understandable not to be hitting as many shots. Hopefully they'll get it figured out and just get a confidence thing. I tried to tell them, it's not – the more you – if you miss a shot, the more you think about it, you're more likely to miss the next shot. And as soon as we can fix that as far as confidence level on the offensive end, I think it'll be good because we're really not knocking down outside shots right now, which, we're a good shooting team. If you come to our practice, you'll see the guys can really shoot it. So that's a good thing for me as a coach to see how well we're doing, and we still haven't started knocking down any outside shots. So hopefully the boys will get a little confidence and we'll continue to get better this week.
Thunder Ridge and Osmer coming up on Friday and Saturday. Some quick thoughts on these two teams and what you need to do to be successful.
Thunder Ridge, they're still, fighting to get better, and they work hard. And last year I thought Coach Bowden had done a nice job last year getting them to where they were playing hard and getting really aggressive. And they jumped on us in the league tournament and kind of caught us by surprise with just how hard they worked. And we just got to come out focused and not overlook any team. I know everybody's expecting a big matchup Saturday, and I hope we just come out focused on Friday and be ready to play and get better on Friday, and then get ready for the matchup against Osborne. Obviously, that's going to be a pretty high-profile matchup with two of the better teams as far as the Coaches Association thinks in our division. Team that didn't graduate anybody, we didn't graduate a whole lot. Obviously, Davis will be gone, so Friday and Saturday we're going to, you know, hopefully figure out how to score the ball without Davis, get a lot of confidence up, and then I'm pretty excited for it in the fact that I want to see how the guys respond and start attacking and be aggressive, and then, you know, if they can play the way I know they're capable of doing and move the ball and score and get confidence up, you add Davis to the mix after that, then, you know, you got a pretty confident team. We just got to figure out what lineup's going to work with what guys. That's what I talked about on Tuesday, is just trying to figure out who meshes well together. So we're excited for the opportunity to see how it goes, and those, we know it's going to be a very big weekend for our basketball team.
Lance Bergman, head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck this weekend.
Hey, thank you, Dusty.
Our St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Browns Electronics, Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit, and Nextech.
2016 is predicted to be a record-breaking holiday shopping year. Is your business ready? You may not be as ready as you think. 2016 has also been a year filled with business cyber attacks, and they won't stop with the holidays. Nextech Cloud Solutions make sure your business is always protected and you don't have to do a thing. Our experts run everything for you and let you use your expertise for what you do best, running your business. Protect your business now and receive a free Lenovo tablet. Call Nextech today.
No water in that kitchen sink? Think Willow Spring Services. Stool won't flush? Think Willow Spring Services. Flip the switch and no light? Think Willow Spring Services. No power in that outlet? Think Willow Spring Services. AC won't cool? Think Willow Spring Services. Heater won't come on? Think Willow Spring Services. Hey, I see a pattern here. If it doesn't work, call Willow Spring Services and they can change all that for you. Give us a call. Willow Spring Services, 785-738-2474. Your local Bryant dealer, Bryant. Whatever it takes.
Stop in Brown's Electronics at 705 North Midland Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all their new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the Hopper 3, a whole home DVR system that allows you to record up to 16 shows at once on a 2 terabyte hard drive, and also gives you the option to watch TV on any device anywhere, plus many more great features. Learn more at Brown's Electronics, 705 North Midland Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
We continue in the Northern Plains League with Lakeside Knight head coaches Travis Eberle and Drew Dusky. For the latest NPL information on the web, check out ncksports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, the State Bank of Downs, and by Nextech.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Travis Eberle, the head coach of the Lakeside Lady Knights, joining us now. A couple games since we talked last, coach, and really a mixed results for your team. A nice start there at Tescott on Friday night as you pick up a big win, and then you fall to St. John's Tipton on Tuesday in the first game of the preseason tournament, 40-25. Just what are some of the things that you're seeing from the group here these first two games, some things that maybe you like and some things that maybe could be improved on?
Well, you know, the first game against Tescott, we shot the ball extremely well from the outside. You know, Bergman and Brummett both had 14 or 15 points apiece, you know, knocked down three-pointers. And that made me feel good, you know, thinking that, you know, if we get the outside game going and the inside game, you know, we're going to be kind of hard to deal with. And you know, we played pretty well against Tescott. Tescott, obviously, is not as good as ball team as St. John's, but seen a lot of good things at Tescott. And, you know, with St. John's, we didn't do what we was expecting to do. We wanted to shut down their two top players, and obviously when you let Eiler get started, she's not going to slow down, and that pretty well, you know, she kind of took us out of the game early, and from then on, you know, we just didn't take care of the ball.
So you're now 1-1 again on the season. You'll play at Osborne on Friday night against the Bulldogs, and then you go back to Osborne to take on Thunder Ridge on Saturday. Just kind of looking at what you expect to see from those two games, what do you need to do to have success against those two teams?
Well, number one, we gotta cut down on our turnovers. You know, I mean, we had a lot of silly mistakes, I guess you want to call them. You know, travel, just throwing the ball right to people against St. John's. And you know, we're going to have to be ready to play. I watched both Osborne and St. John's play, or Thunder Ridge play last night. And, you know, if we come out and do what we know, what know how to do, the things we know how to do well, you know, we should be successful. But if we, you know, come out and have a bunch of turnovers and don't take care of the basketball, it can be a long couple of nights.
Travis Eberle, head coach of the Lakeside Lady Knights here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck as you finish out the tournament this weekend.
Yep, thanks, Dusty.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all of your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, signed certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC. This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
Is your business prepared for a disaster? Protect your valuable data from natural disasters and the most likely form of loss, humans. Accidental deletions, crypto locker ransomware, viruses, and hacking are all very real threats. Nextech Backup will keep your business protected with worry-free technology. Nextech backs up, protects, and allows you to instantly restore accounts and data so your business can return to normal. Protect your business now with Nextech and receive free storage. Certain restrictions apply. Call Nextech at 800-588-6649 today.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, joined by Drew Dusky, head coach of the Lakeside Knights. Coach, two games since we talked and previewed last week. Mixed results. You won the first game over Tescott, 44-34, and a 50-29 loss to St. John's Tipton on Tuesday at the preseason tournament. I'm going to guess that you're much more pleased with this year's season opener out at Tescott than when you had just 18 points in that first game last year. What are your thoughts on these first two games for your squad?
Yeah, we were a lot happier after that first game against Tescott. You know, offensively, we did well. You know, we were up 22-6 in the first half there against Tescott, and then, you know, our offense kind of stalled a little bit, and they started climbing back in the game, and we were still up 10 at halftime, and then we finished winning by 10. And, you know, Tescott made some runs. They got within 6, but you know, I was proud of the way the boys held on and kept their composure and were able to, you know, regain the lead a little bit and not give it away at the end. And so I was happy to start on the way we played against Tescott in our first game. I was happy. And then you got, you know, the St. John game. You know, we knew what St. John's was going to bring, you know, Davis Dubert, you know, all the credit goes to him. I mean, he's a hard guy to stop. I mean, I think he was perfect from the floor, perfect from the free throw line. So, you know, we tried to keep the ball out of his hands and limit his shots, but, I mean, he's just a good player, and he's going to get shot, and that's hard to do. What really we struggled with was offensive rebounds. The first quarter went well. You know, we scored the ball okay. You know, it was 6-13, but they had 8 points off of offensive rebounds. So if we cut that out, you know, and everything stayed the same, we went 6-5. But the first half we were still in it too, and then, you know, we just got wore down offensively. We stalled out, scored 2 points in the third quarter, and if you're not, you know, clicking on offense against a team like St. John's, you know, it's really hard to stay in the game, and it just got a hand out of there. But, you know, defensively, you know, we weren't doing the things that we tried to work on in practice, and we couldn't score the ball, and that's just kind of how what led to the ending score there.
Osborne coming up on Friday night and then Thunder Ridge Saturday to finish out the preseason tournament. What do you need to do against these next two teams to have success?
You know, Osborne's going to be just like St. John's. I mean, they're going to be tough. They're going to play us man. They're going to be quick. They're going to be fast. They're going to want to get out and run. And we just got to, you know, we're not a man defense team. We're a zone defense team because we're just not quick enough. So we're going to have to make sure we rotate. You know, Osborne's got a lot of guys that can knock outside shots, and we've got to make them take quick shots, and they've got to be contested shots. We've got to rebound. And you know, same against Thunder Ridge. You know, Thunder Ridge, they got some guys that can score from the outside, and they got some bigger kids on the inside. And so we just got to hunker down on defense a little bit and work on our rotations and make sure we're boxing out. You know, we just did not do well against that against St. John's. We got to box out and get the rebounds. And offensively, you know, we're not a team that can – we're not going to win games shooting jump shots. And we're trying to
get the kids to realize that we've got to get the ball inside. Whether that means get it to our post inside on the low block, get it to the high post so they can feed down low, or get a kick out, or have our guards driving in, and pitching it off, or going towards the basket. But we got to work on not settling for jump shots and trying to get the ball inside.
Drew Dusky, head coach of the Lakeside Knights, here in the locker room. Chance, coach, thanks for the time and good luck as you finish out the rest of the tournament.
All right, thanks,
Dusty. Our Lakeside Locker Room Chants are brought to you by the State Bank of Downs, Brushar Corporation in Downs, and Nextech.
2016 is predicted to be a record-breaking holiday shopping year. Is your business ready? You may not be as ready as you think. 2016 has also been a year filled with business cyber attacks, and they won't stop with the holidays. Nextech Cloud Solutions make sure your business is always protected and you don't have to do a thing. Our experts run everything for you and let you use your expertise for what you do best, running your business. Protect your business now and receive a free Lenovo tablet. Call Nextech today.
This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year. The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all of your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, signed certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
We continue our Thursday locker room chats with Rock Hills head coaches Matt Railsback and Matt Hesting. Remember to catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday evenings on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and on the World Wide Web at kdcountry94.com. The Rock Hills Grizzlies Locker Room Chats are sponsored by Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Kier's Thriftway in Mankato, and by Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Welcome back to our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and online, kdcountry94.com, joined by Matt Railsback, head coach of the Rock Hills girls basketball team. Coach, a couple games since we talked last week. Open out with a couple losses to Pike Valley, 49-23 Friday night, and then you fall to Smith Center, 51-20 on Tuesday. A couple pretty good teams that you started out the season with, and kind of just into your first couple games, what were some of the things that you noticed out there that maybe you'll look to improve upon as the season goes along?
Well, I think our biggest thing this year that we're going to fight all year is turnovers. We're giving up a lot of turnovers that turn into easy baskets. Smith Center, they pressed us, and with that length and athleticism really got us. And then we need to have girls be more aggressive to the hole and want to go to the basket and draw those fouls and get to the free throw line. And that just comes with experience. Mm-hmm. And I think we'll get there if we keep working throughout the season.
These first two games were part of this Thunderbird Invitational, so you'll finish that out coming up on Saturday at Cloud County in Concordia. You guys will play for 5th and 6th. I'm not sure if you know who you'll play yet, but what are the things that you are focusing on and want to get done there in that final day in Concordia?
I want to go out and let the girls have some fun but still be competitive. We're going to be down a few girls due to some scheduling conflicts with some other things. But I want to go out there and, it's looking like we're probably going to play Wakefield unless they pull an upset, and then it's going to be just kind of up in the air. But, being able to force some turnovers and maybe take care of the ball a little bit better and having our girls be aggressive and going out and being competitive with the team. And, I think if we can get a win under our belts going into Christmas, then we'll be, have some momentum going in and have some morale going into after Christmas break. And then the girls will be excited about getting out there every day and working hard and getting better.
Matt Railsback, head coach of the Rock Hills Lady Grizzlies, here in the locker room. Chats, coach, thanks for the time this week, and best of luck as you finish out the tournament Saturday.
All right, thanks, Dusty.
At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they love being your pharmacy. As a good neighbor pharmacy, they work to improve your health and the health of the community.
You'll find more than a place to fill your prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care, answers to your questions, and exceptional customer service. Also, stop by and learn more about their GMP digital photo kiosk. As school and sports season has started, Mankato Professional Pharmacy has braces and other aids for the athlete in your family to stay healthy and safe. That's Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where they appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in and let them take care of you. Don't miss out on all the great savings out for Tuesday. Kira Shriptway, downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have fresh family packs of bone-in pork steak, $1.49 a pound. It's now for Tuesday. Kira Shriptway, downtown Mankato. You'll find great savings now for Tuesday at Kira Shriptway, downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have fresh boneless beef shoulder arm roast, $2.49 a pound. It's now for Tuesday. Kira Shriptway, downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. We're joined now by Matt Hesting, head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies. Coach, a couple games since we talked last and previewed the season last week. Pike Valley on Friday night as part of the Thunderbird Invitational. You fall in that one 53-47. Another tight one against Smith Center on Tuesday that you lose 57-53. What were some of the things that have stood out, I guess, here in these first two games of the Thunderbird Invitational?
Well, we felt pretty good about ourselves when we entered. I mean, nobody likes to lose, but it's how you play a little bit, and I felt like our kids got after it and played pretty well, and we knew going in that there was going to be a couple of tough games for us on our schedule. Both of them had a lot of people back from last year, and we were ahead by one going into the Pike Valley game in the fourth quarter, and last night we were down by one with about 3 minutes to play at Smith Center. So, you know, you can't ask for a whole lot more than that. If you can give yourself a chance to win in the fourth quarter or be competitive and be there, then it's just a matter of, hoping that you take care of a few details down the stretch and get the win. But all in all, you know, those were probably two of our, out of our five or six games that we'll play this year, those would be two of our better game, better competition. And so, we're gonna keep working on some stuff and hopefully improve a few things, and I think the wins will come.
Yeah, the last game of that Invitational coming up on Saturday at Cloud County, you'll play for fifth and sixth place. What are your thoughts on that, and what do you expect to see there on Saturday in Concordia?
I don't really know. I haven't done a lot of research yet and everything. We're just going to continue to work on what we need to do to kind of control the ball game a little bit. We have right now. We've got a few things that kind of get out of our own control, whether it's us playing a little bit too faster than we're capable, or just not using our heads and stuff. So at this stage of the game, right now, we just hope to start developing an identity for ourselves on who we are and take care of the things that we can take care of, and then just kind of become more of a collective team and stuff. And we've talked about this with the guys, and I think they're buying in a little. And we'll be a tough team to beat. I just feel like we will, but we have to just work on the things that matter to us right now. So,
Matt Hesting, head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time and best of luck on Saturday.
All right. Thank you, Dusty.
Our Rock Hills Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Kier Swiftway in Mankato, and Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Don't miss out on all the great deals now for Tuesday at Kier Shriptway, downtown Mankato. They have 8-pound bags of navel oranges, red delicious apples, or grapefruit for $3.99. It's now for Tuesday, Kier Shriptway, downtown Mankato. You'll find great deals now for Tuesday at Kier Shriptway, downtown Mankato. They have best choice shredded cheese, 6 to 8 on selected varieties, 4 for $5. It's now for Tuesday, Kier Shriptway, downtown Mankato. At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they love being your pharmacy. As a good neighbor pharmacy, they work to improve your health and the health of the community.
You'll find more than a place to fill your prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care, answers to your questions, and exceptional customer service. Also, stop by and learn more about their GMP digital photo kiosk. As school and sports season has started, Mankato Professional Pharmacy has braces and other aids for the athlete in your family to stay healthy and safe. That's Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where they appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in and let them take care of you.
It's time now for the Sylvan Lucas Mustang Locker Room Chat, as we'll talk to the head hoop coaches of Sylvan Lucas, Emily Carney and Cody Flynn. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. And you can also hear all the exciting action on the World Wide Web at kdcountry94.com. The Sylvan Lucas Locker Room Chats are sponsored by the Bennington State Bank.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Emily Carney, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Lady Mustangs, joining us now. Coach, you've actually had three games since we talked last week to preview the season, opening out on Friday with a win over Wakefield and then a win over Tescott Monday night. Tough loss to Wilson on Tuesday. Let's go back to the Wakefield game. You win 50-35. I know you're maybe a little bit concerned to see who was going to step into different roles, and looks like Kirsten Decker really stepped up there in the opener with 18 points. What stood out the most for you in that opener Friday night at Wakefield?
I just thought the girls went out and executed what we wanted them to do. We looked inside, which, but I mean, all of our posts were big for us, and we had a couple posts that had to come off the bench because we got an early foul trouble, and they stepped up big, which helps us a lot. Gives us potential to go deeper into the bench.
57-33 win over Tescott Monday night at their place. I know that's a team that's struggling, but what were you able to do to take advantage of the Lady Trojans there in that game?
In Tescott, we just got out early. We got some steals early and got scores put up pretty early because we didn't play the best of the second half, but we were able to take advantage there in the first half and just put up some easy points.
Wilson, I know, was an interesting game there on Tuesday. You fall 66-57, a little bit higher scoring game than maybe we've seen throughout the early season from some games. A lot of players in double figures. You got 25 again from Kirsten Decker, but what did Wilson do maybe that caused the most problems for you there on Tuesday night?
We just didn't defend, which I guess you can say based on the fact that we gave up 66 points, mm-hmm. but we just didn't take – I think they had three girls in double digits, and we just didn't come out and play. We didn't defend. We didn't pressure like we should have, and we just – I mean, let them have some easy baskets.
You got Southern Cloud coming up on Friday night to finish out this Tescott tournament, and Southern Cloud looks like a team that's been playing pretty well here early on in the season. Looks like they might be a little more balanced than just kind of relying on Schmidt like they have in the past couple of years. What do you expect to see from Southern Cloud Friday night?
They are, yeah. I watched them a little bit last night, and they are a little bit more balanced. I noticed they're playing quite a few girls this year, and they've just got girls on the floors that are going to make plays.
Emily Carney, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Lady Mustangs here in our Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you for the time, and good luck against Southern Cloud Friday.
Thank you.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? Bennington State Bank is family-owned and is committed to the communities they serve and to rural Kansas. They've been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. They pride themselves on being a leader in agriculture and agribusiness solutions. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank. Visit Bennington State Bank at bsbks.com or on Facebook, member FDIC.
Welcome back on our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, and we're pleased to be joined now by Cody Flynn, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas boys basketball team. But flurry of activity already for your team, coach, as you're 2-1, a tough 52-24 loss on the road at Wakefield on Friday night, but you bounced back rather nicely in the next two, winning 55-37 Monday over Tescott and 47-39 on Tuesday night over Wilson. Just kind of overall in these first three games, what are you seeing from your group in 2016?
Well, like you said, we went out first against Wakefield last Friday, and we just we weren't prepared, Dusty. I don't know what it was, if it was expectations or exactly what it was. I think our kids just played really tight and with a lot of pressure. And the first half, the first quarter, it was 5-3, and the basket just seemed like it had a lid on it for us. So we couldn't make any shots, and then that just kind of led to the defensive end. And we played incredible defense the whole first half. And we're down 9 at halftime, or we're thinking we got a good shot at getting back into the ball game, but we just never could seem to get anything any flow offensively. And so when things weren't going good on the offense, then we just started to turn the ball over, and it kind of got away from us a little bit. And to our kids' credit, you know, they scrapped that entire night on the defensive end. But things offensively just weren't very good. And, you know, when you look at the scorebook at the end of the game, and, yeah, you make as many free throws as you do field goals from the – it's not going to be a very good night. And so, you know, we just told the kids, you know, that one's over with. We've got to make sure we learn from every mistake that we have and not be, make it can become a habit. And we had a great opportunity on Monday and Tuesday to come out and play. You know, there was no feeling sorry for yourself. It had to be a quick turnaround. And Monday we played a Tusk team that, you know, we've met in the sub-state finals last year and knew that they were going to be hungry and ready for us. And we just came out and jumped on them quick. And it was kind of good to see our kids play with a lot more confidence and be able to do the things that we had worked on and execute the things we wanted to work on. And then last night against the good Wilson team, you know, it was a good ball game all the way through. It was good to see our kids be able to fight through a close ball game and be able to make adjustments. And you know, the first half, their post people kind of really dominated us inside, and so we had to make some adjustments. And when we did that, it seems like we settled down a little bit and made them play our game.
You have Southern Cloud coming up on Friday to finish out this preseason tip-off tournament there at Tescott. When you look at Southern Cloud, they've struggled a bit here early, haven't won a game yet, but what do you think about the Warriors on Friday?
You know, we watched them play against Wilson, and I thought they shot the ball extremely well. We didn't stay around last night to watch them play Tescott, but I know they have the Gum kid that's very athletic, and if he's on, he can really keep them in a ball game. So we're going to have to know where he's at and make sure we're found defensively. We got to make sure we continue to share the ball. That's one thing that I've been extremely impressed with when I go back and stat the game is our assist ratio is just outstanding. And so if we can continue to share the ball, get the people the ball that we need to get the ball to, and I'll have our guards keep stepping up and hitting some big-time three-point shots in crucial situations to, you know, help extend the lead or sometimes get people out of, you know, packing it in so tightly on us. It's been a good thing. But I know Southern Cloud will come out and give a good defensive effort against our kids, and probably we need to make sure we shut down the Gum kid and know where he's at. And if we do those things, I think we have a good chance to be successful.
Jody Flynn, head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for the time, and best of luck on Friday against the Warriors.
All right, thanks, Dusty.
Our Sylvan Lucas Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Bennington State Bank.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean. Bennington State Bank.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? Bennington State Bank is family-owned and is committed to the communities they serve and to rural Kansas. They've been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. They pride themselves on being a leader in agriculture and agribusiness solutions. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank. Visit Bennington State Bank at bsbks.com or on Facebook, member FDIC.
Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the basketball coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmen, Lincoln Leopards, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.